Tov, everyone. We are in Simin Tov, Pei Taser, starting today, Bezrat Hashem, and the Alachas of Sfiras HaOmer. If you do not know, the Torah tells us, Sfarta Lachemi Macharata Shabbat, it tells us that we have to do a Sfira, and therefore we learn that there's a mitzvah daraisa to count Sfiras HaOmer from the second day of Pesach, when they would offer the Korban HaOmer, all the way till Shavuos, which would be the 50th day, which is when they offered up the Shtei Alechem. Okay, that is a daraisa mitzvah. However, the Rishonim discuss what would be the din nowadays. Nowadays, Sfiras HaOmer still daraisa, only the Rabbanan. Rove Rishonim, including Rashi, hold that Sfiras HaOmer bezman hazeh is only midrabbanan. Since nowadays there is no Korban HaOmer, and there is no Korban Shtei, there's no Shtei Alechem, and therefore the whole counting was from the Korban HaOmer to the Shtei Alechem, since we don't have the korbanos themselves, therefore the sfira cannot be daraisa, and therefore we still cut the sfira as a zecher to what they did in the Zman the Mikdash, and therefore it's only a mitzvah derabanan nowadays. The Rambam, however, writes beferish in Perek Zayin Hilchos Tmidim, that he says it's a mitzvah asay lispors is omer. It sounds like even Zman ha-zeh. This machlokus is brought down in the Bir Halacha, in our Siman Dibur Masel, Lispor HaOmer. He says, Hinei das Rambam v'achinach shunoig min haTorah gam ato, achein das HaTor v'Shulchan Aruch. We'll see later on that the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rishonim, that is only Midrabanan, v'kama poskim she'en b'zman hazeh, elu zecher l'mikdash she'ikrivu HaOmer, v'chein usugyas haposkim b'siman zeh. Afterwards, the Chavetz Chaim brings down that the Rambam is not a Das Yochid over here. There are many Rishonim who hold like the Rambam. And therefore, he ends off saying in the last three lines of Bir Halacha, says in Lufiza, Yish Sad Godol Liminagino Shanu Zehirin. They want to say one of the nafkaminas will be is how makbid you have to be to count Sfiras HaOmer dafka after Tzeis HaKochavim, or it could be more makel for earlier zmanim, like after Plagim Mincha, that we'll get into these halachas a little bit later on. He wants to be told this in the machlokas. Therefore, he says that one, since the Rambam and many other Rishonim hold it's deraisa, one should be makbid only to count Sfiras HaOmer after Tzeis HaKochavim. Once again, we'll come back to that later on. The Aruch HaShulchan in Oz Gimel wants to explain that the Shita of the Rambam holds that even though, like many of the Chagim, we have an agricultural connection to the Chag over here, which is the Korban HaOmer, which starts off at the beginning of Sfira to the Shtei Alechem, okay, it connects to the Korbanos a lot. However, there's always another hidden aspect that's not necessarily mefurish in the Torah, and we all know that is the counting towards Matan Torah, which is Shavuos. And he says, therefore, the Rambam held, since nowadays still the Iker Sfira is the countdown or the count up till Matan Torah, that is still the Daraisa aspect over here. We're counting from Pesach till Shavuos, and therefore that is why it is Daraisa. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan explains the Das Rambam, that even though there's no Korban HaOmer and there's no Shtei Alechem, we still have the Chag Shavuos and the Daraisa, Chag Matan Torah, and therefore that's the count up towards Matan Torah. Says the Mechaber over here, let's begin Simin Tav Pei Tes, page 187. Bilel Sheni Achar Tfilas Arvis, the second night of Pesach after Ma'ariv Matchilin Lispor HaOmer, we start to count Sfiras HaOmer. Okay, we start to count Sfiras HaOmer. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sivkot and Beis, he says Achar Tfilas Arvis V'Kodem Aleinu, before Aleinu L'Shabbat to Komad Eshel Akdumi Makdiminin, we want to start Sfiras HaOmer as soon as possible. Kedei Shiskayim Yoter Mashakotov Tmimos Tiena. It says it's supposed to be Tmimos, it's supposed to be complete. And therefore, we want to be as complete as possible. And therefore, we want to start counting as early as possible. It has to be after Tfilah, so after Shemana Esrei. But before Aleinu, therefore, most shuls will go ahead and count Sfiras HaOmer before Aleinu. The Piskei Tshuvos writes that since there are posts, and we'll get into this machlokas in the Rishonim later on also, is every day of Sfiras HaOmer and mitzvah bifnei atzmoho, or is it one unit altogether? There's going to be many nafkaminas of this. He says, since the Rishonim hold that every day is a unit itself, therefore every day you should try and count Sfiras HaOmer. We do Sfiras HaOmer before Aleinu. We do it as soon as possible in order to get Tmimos of that day also, not only at the first day, but on all the days also. Okay, which begs the question, okay, I don't know if you've heard this, but some Bate Knesset, some of the Minag in Chutzarts, on the first day of Sfiras HaOmer, the second night, they won't count Sfiras HaOmer right away. Why? Because they hold us like a bizayin to the Chag. We're still saying you're still keeping Chag. Chag is Sveika, something that is still the first day. Therefore, they'll wait to count Sfiras HaOmer all the way at the end of the Seder. Okay, after you've done all Lela Seder, they'll only count Sfiras HaOmer then. Some congregations do that. Rove Minog is to file the same way, like the Mishnah Berurah says over here. The Mishnah Berurah also kept 2 days of Yontif, and he never said this inyan of waiting till after the Haggadah to say Sirius Omer. Most go ahead and say Sirius Omer. It's sort of like a stira. B'nai Obeda, you're counting Sirius Omer, saying the first night of Sirius Omer, but you're still keeping Yontif. But nevertheless, we still go ahead and count at that point. In order to keep Tmimos Tiyana, we go ahead and count at the beginning of the Zman also. Okay, one other question that comes out, if you want to be Muslim, is the Indian of counting as early as possible, so the Shiloh develops, let's say over here in Yeshiva, we dive a Marav at 11 o'clock at night, or someone goes to a 10 o'clock Marav, would it be better to go ahead and count Sfiras Omer at the beginning of the night? 8 o'clock comes, the beginning of Tzeis HaKochavim, let's say, go ahead and count Sfiras Omer at the beginning of the night, or do you wait for the minion later on and count Sfiras Omer? So Rav Ozner and Shevet Alevi and also the Minchas Yitzchak, they write Beferish that for different reasons, they say it's better to count with the minion, and even if they're going to dive into the minion later on, you go ahead and count Sfiras Omer later on. Very interesting. Many years ago, I asked Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevensal, and he thought to go ahead and count at the beginning of the night. If you remember, count at the beginning of the night in order to get a mitzvah. It's reason makdim lemitzvos, and other reasons like to be mosel, like we see over here, to go ahead and count at the beginning of the night. And then you wouldn't count later on with the tzibur. However, last time I asked him, he didn't think so. He thought that. Then he told me like the Shevet Alevi and the Minchas Yitzchak to go ahead and die and say Sirius Omer with the tzibur. Okay, so the most go ahead and just go Sirius Omer with the tzibur. That makes it also not to be forget if you did count earlier on. You didn't count earlier when you do with the tzibur. It's much easier to remember whether you counted or you did not go ahead and count Sirius Omer. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sifkot and Aleph, he brings down just not to get confused. This is over Katakot v'achorim de omri ma'arovis ha'shayich liyom beis. Okay, you should say the ma'arovis ha'shayich liyom beis. Ma'arovis is Kimat saying that, I don't know, I've never seen done in a show, but the Mishnah Berurah talks about in many different places, there was some type of tefillah called ma'arovis, not ma'arov. Okay, it's ma'arovis, is something they used to say at the tefillah. Okay, he's just saying to say the one for shayich for yom beis and not yom aleph. However, as Moreno Rabbeinu Nevensal points out over here in Gimel Rassel, Ma'aravis, V'yesh no'agim shalol omrim gam mechol. They don't say him at all. V'chei nagu ha'prushim v'yushalayim, that is the main Yerushalayim, and I believe that's a minhag in most places that we don't say this tefillah called Ma'aravis anymore, so just not to get it confused over here, what in the world it is talking about. Okay, so that is the dinner of over here, D'Raisa, D'Rabbanan, to count at the beginning of the night over here. That's what we count before Aleinu. Very interesting. I was in the Shul in Tveria this past week. They dafka counted after Aleinu. Okay, their minhag was to count after Aleinu, not like the Mishnah Berurah over here. The Mishnah Berurah clearly says over here to go ahead and count before Aleinu. Okay, now the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sipkatan Gimel, says Matchilin Lispor. He says Vanoshim Va'avadim Peturas Mitzvah Zu. So the Dabar Pashit Noshim Va'avadim are going to be Pater from Mitzvah Zu. Davi Mitzvah Asay Shazman Gramel. Like any other Mitzvah Asay Shazman Gramel, it's only done that the time beginning of the night. That's where it is. So therefore, this Asay Shazman Gramel Noshim are going to be Peturos from this Mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah goes on and says the Katan Maganav Miu. However, already the woman have taken upon this mitzvah as a chov. However, he says it seems to be in our places that there's not the minhag for the woman to go ahead and count. So you see already here, there's different minhagim in terms of women. Women did count. Women did not count. He just says over here, Sefer Shulchan Shlomo wants to say, even if they want to go ahead and count, they should go ahead and not to say a bracha. Why? He brings down two different reasons. The women who are not going to marav in the shul to make an ezet, they're going to come to forget one day and not count, and therefore they're going to anyways lose out on the bracha. That's one sorry brings down. And back in the day, the woman did not know Hebrew, so therefore they did not pair perish milos. That's why he says not to go ahead and say it. Very interesting. Both these svaras over here. Both as far as Moreno Rabbeinu and Nevensal writes over here, Einam, he says, Hayoma Tam Sheinu Yodos Lo Shayach. It's a number one, it's not Shayach by us nowadays, the woman understand what does mean Sfiras Omer. Okay, and they understand Hayom Yom Echad La Omer. Okay, I guess they didn't know that back then. Nowadays, they do know what that means. He says, Vitzarachinam, I lo yisab Lashin Lashim Mevinos. Anyways, why can they count in the Lashin? If you say it in English, you're also Yotze. So what's the difference if they don't really understand? So he asks on that Svar. And furthermore, other poskim also don't like the Zina. Who says they're going to forget? especially you have alarm clocks to remind you, and you have your Omer charts, and you have your husband to remind you, you have your father to remind you, whoever it is, can remind the woman of the house to go ahead and go ahead and say Sfiras HaOmer. And therefore, many of the minhag nowadays, and even the woman of the house, go ahead and do Sfiras HaOmer, even with a bracha, and that is how they were knowing in the house of the Chazon Ish, that the woman also said a bracha on Sfiras HaOmer. I believe that is the position of Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevenzahl also. They say, Mishem Na'arizal, that Nashim do not make a bracha on Sfiras HaOmer. Okay, l'chora the time is Alpi Kabbalah, and they're probably Chassidim follow the Ari in this, and probably Svardim also. Women do not go ahead and make a bracha on Sfiras HaOmer, but many Ashkenazim, even the woman, go ahead and make a bracha on Sfiras HaOmer, and either minhag is totally fine. Just the woman should make care, very careful to send an alarm or have someone to remind them every day. It's so easy nowadays. I don't know, they have phone numbers that you can call in that will give you a phone call every day to remind you to do Sfiras HaOmer. There's so many ways of being able to remember Sfiras HaOmer nowadays that even the woman go ahead and make a bracha in many houses. Okay, going on in the Mechaber from here. It says, V'im shachach lispar b'tchilas alayla, if you do not count at the beginning of the night, Holich v'sofer kol laila, you have the whole night to go ahead and count Sfiras HaOmer all the way to Alos HaShachar. You can count Sfiras HaOmer, says the Mishnah Berurah. You cut and dalad the kosher lo over a laila. No nafik adayin michla katov tmimos tiyana. It's still considered tmimos if you still did it at the night. Mitzvah al kol echad ve'echad lispor la'atzva. There's a mitzvah upon each person individually to go ahead and count Sfiras HaOmer. Number one is a mitzvah to count, as we saw before, Sfarta Lachem, which is its own chiddush because there are other times where the Torah says v'safarta. It says by a zav and zavo, you have to count. It's count the seven nekiyim over there. V'safra lo. Nevertheless, we don't hold. Okay, there is a shlah that holds that she has to count, but we hold it nowadays that a woman does not have to count her days of clean days of nida. Okay, however, over here we hold the safarta lachem and has to mean it's something also that each person has to go ahead and count his own sira. Not only that, it says over here that it's not over here. We do mitzvos. Many times, one person will go ahead and pat for everyone. The chazan will get up, maybe, and go ahead and make the bracha, and he'll call out Hayom Yom Echad LaOmer. Okay, and everyone will be yotzei through the chazan. No. Over here, the chiddush is that it's a mitzvah on each individual person to go ahead and do his own sira. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sikkot and Hey, where do we get this dichtiv u'svartem lechem? Mashmasha mitzvah kala kol yachid v'yachid. Every individual goes ahead and makes his own sira somer. This mitzvah is not like other mitzvahs that are tali b'amira, leaning kiddush avdala kiyotivai. By kiddush avdala, we have an inyan of rova amhadras melech. One person makes kiddush and is motzi other people. One person says avdala and is motzi everyone else. Dim shama lechaverov niskavin latzeis yotzi b'zeh mishum d'shomei hakaone. V'hachi gilsa Torah. The Torah reveals us over here. D'lo yotzah kokame d'lo safar batzah. Over here he says, not only should you not, he says, according to this position brought down the Mishnah Berurah, you're not yotzah with have to have kavana with someone else's sphere. You have to count yourself. Aval, not everyone agrees this. Aval yesh mi'achorim shekata the kavana satoru rak dilo nein demitzas wa basin levad koi. The chiddush over here of safrta lachem is not telling that each individual has. It's coming to tell you that it's not just on basin. It's also on the people to count spheres. So you might have thought it's just in basin to know when to bring the shtei alechem and so. That's just on basin. It's not on the rest of the tzibur. Kamash lan. It's on the rest of the tzibur. Kamo b'shmitim v'yovlos dichtiv sham b'safrta lacha. Elakaya tzibur is going on the tzibur. Alu be'emes im sham mechaver shesafr v'niskayim latzeis gam mechaver akimin lotziyah yatsa. And therefore, according to this position, if you kavana b'latzeis and the person kavana b'motzi you, you would be yotzei your sfira on that night. Kavu b'chol makom the kaimelan shomei kona like any other mitzvah of shomei kona. The kol zebesir, this whole machlokas is by the sfira itself. Aval bibracha shemivarchen al asira, the bracha that we say before we count the Sfiras HaOmer, the kuli alma asher let's say sayidei chavira filu baki. Or if for sure you could be yotzei with the bracha over here. It's just the svira itself. That's the machlokas. And therefore, we're very makbid that everyone does their own svira. It's true. Everyone goes ahead and makes their own bracha also because they're going to make their own svira. But if you wanted to, you could be yotze with the bracha of a friend or of the chazan as long as they have yivma kavana to be motzi you. And you have kavana, let's say, siyadei chovasa. This is going to be a very important thing to know later on as you go through CSR. Let's keep this in a back pocket. You yotze through someone's bracha. The minhag is that everyone makes their own bracha al sirsa omer. For sure, we go ahead and count to be makbir for the first day of the whole. You're not even yotze, you would throw someone else's counting. But even the bracha, the minhag is that everyone goes ahead and makes their own bracha on sirsa omer, like we see over here, and therefore we're not supposed to have kavana biyotze through the shliach tzibur. The shliach tzibur says it out loud in order that we know the day. Okay, that we don't get the day sprite or the rub of the show, whatever it is. That is that. But for ourselves, we go ahead and make our own bracha. And therefore, the Piskei Tshuvos points out that really you should answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo to the bracha of the shliach tzibur to megala das. Then you don't want to be yotze. You're not yotze. You know, Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, you don't say on brachas. Then you want to be yotze through because that's something hefsek. So over here, you should go out of your way to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo on the bracha of the shliach tzibur in order to show that you're not yotze with his bracha, and therefore you go ahead and make your own bracha. Let's say siyadei chovaso. Dafka, the shliach tzibur should have in mind to be motzi other people whoever wants to be yotze. Like later on, we'll say some people are not allowed to make a bracha. Therefore, at least he should have kavana to be motzi, and they can be yotze through his bracha for those who have a suffix, whether they can continue with the bracha or not. So that is where we leave off today. We'll continue from here tomorrow. Bezrat Hashem, ad kan for today.